You are listening to Your Care, Our Mission here on KHBT 977 The Volt. Speaking now with Dr. Long with the Unity Point Clinic. So, Dr. Long, how long have you been with Humboldt at the Unity Point Clinic?
We're coming up on about 2 years now, which is kind of crazy. That went extremely fast. I guess time flies when you're having fun. I think in August it'll be 2 years.
And then talk to us a little bit about what you do over there at the clinic.
I'm a family medicine provider, so I do primary care, pretty broad spectrum. About the only thing I don't do is deliver babies. I last did that in residency, but take care of newborns up to, I think my oldest patient's probably 102, and everything in between.
Right now, what are the clinic's hours, and what would patients need to do to make an appointment with you or any of the providers over there at Unity Point?
So currently, our family practice clinic is open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. That's our regular business hours. And then we also have a walk-in clinic that is open on the weekends. Right now, that's Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. In the past, we have had a Friday evening clinic from 4 to 8, but that is temporarily closed surrounding some COVID stuff. Once our volume and demand goes back up, I anticipate us reopening that Friday evening clinic.
So beside the walk-in clinic being closed on Friday, since the pandemic, healthcare has changed, as you know. What are some other changes that have happened over there at Unity Point as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Fundamentally, I think the way we provide healthcare and the things we do for our patients are pretty similar to how they were before, but the way in which we provide some of that care, the way in which it's delivered, has been modified a little bit. We don't have patients waiting in the waiting room anymore. We have a system set up where they text our front office staff when they are in the parking lot, ready to be seen, and then they receive a text message back when it's time for them to come into the building. Our nurses meet them in the waiting room and take them directly back to the exam room. The way we look is a little different. We're wearing face shields and masks, occasionally gowns. There are a few different ways to be seen than there were before. Everything used to just be an office visit. Now you can do some visits virtually on a smartphone, through a computer, depending on the situation. So, like I said before, the basic medical principles that we provide haven't really changed, but the way in which we deliver it sometimes has been modified a little bit.
Are there any other modifications to how an appointment might look or be like today versus before the pandemic?
Other than the check-in process and the way in which we look with all the PPE on and everything, most visits, in terms of once I'm in the room with the patient, are very similar to how they were before. So mostly it's the stuff around the edges that has changed the most.
With the summer season rolling along, what are some things that families might want to look out for, or what kind of, I guess, appointments are more popular during the summertime?
Probably the most common thing we see over the summer would be physicals for children, well-child exams, or sports physicals, you know, kind of preparing for the upcoming school year, making sure all that stuff's ready to go so they don't have to worry about it once school's here. That's probably our most popular thing.
And of course, we do have quite a few different medical things to look out for as the summer months go on, allergies, along with the current pandemic that's going on. So what should people look towards when they are monitoring themselves for allergies versus COVID-19 or anything else versus COVID-19?
One of the more difficult things about COVID in terms of like a population health perspective is that it can present itself in such a wide variety of ways. I mean, you can go from some patients who barely have any symptoms to some patients who are severely ill and in the ICU. I would say more than anything, we have to be extra vigilant in evaluating anybody with any sort of COVID type symptom, which is, you know, anything from runny nose, sore throat, cough, body aches, headache, fever. You don't necessarily have to have a cough to have COVID. That's an important thing that a lot of people don't realize. So, you know, if you're displaying any symptoms, acute illness that you're worried about, or you have any questions, our nurses and providers at the clinic are more than happy to try and answer those over the phone and decide if it makes sense for you to come in and be evaluated.
And if somebody were to want to get a hold of you, what would be the phone number there at the clinic?
It is 515-332-2015. And going back to your previous question, also, if we don't have the ability to see you there in the clinic, or you don't have a provider there, or your symptoms are severe, then we always have the ER as a place that you could be evaluated as well.
All right. Thank you for talking with me today, Dr. Long. Before we let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. Thanks for your time. It was great talking to you.
Great talking to you, too. Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
This has been Your Care, Our Mission here on KHBT 977 The Volt.